Good evening, everyone. This is June the 21st, 2023. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host with Lois tonight. This is our creator call. And we like to start our calls with a grounding exercise. And Lois, would you be so kind to guide us through that?
I will. If everyone would take a few swallows of water, we will begin with the correction for a reversal. And to do this, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Then take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we'll do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right, right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. Take a few more swallows of water. And what we will be doing next is a grounding exercise. You will have your eyes closed for this, so you should not be driving a car, operating any machinery, no TV on. Be in a nice, quiet location where you can relax, either sitting, lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. And with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. For those, especially those on the international line last night who were on our call, we had some computer glitches and we had to reboot, and by the time we came back, I think most had left the call. And if you're on this call tonight, Creator will continue and complete the process that was in play from last night. So that'll be going on in the background quietly, as Creator will then be helping all of us in ways that are most beneficial. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Some would see it as chaotic or the end times or the breakdown of society. And actually, all those have some truth in them. Not that that's a bad thing, but what we're doing is breaking down society from the grip of darkness. And that creates some chaos. It creates a lot of purging that is going on. Each of you probably has noticed very tired, fatigued, or lightheaded at times, and all kinds of different symptoms. And that is your body processing all that needs to leave. So, is it a bad thing or a good thing? Well, if you're purging darkness, that's a good thing, of course. As we're seeing the changes all over the planet, the wokeness that we see is quite prevalent, showing up, you know, the Bud Light fiasco and others that followed, the Target and Starbucks, etc., Disney is another big one, are having failures after failure after failure. Well, that's the plan of the dark. They've infused themselves into the essence of the leaders in these groups and are promoting this diversity and equity and all this. Sounds like a good thing on the surface, but when you dig down a little bit, when you say, well, like BLM, Black Lives Matter, they're going into bankruptcy now, and you see the woke companies going into bankruptcy, so you start to wonder, is that a good thing? Well, we have to be inclusive, of course. But by being inclusive means you take out a segment of society and you make them special at the cost of all the others. You give them privileges or praise or Pride Month, right, or whatever it might be. Just like with BLM, we want to be special. We want special privileges. We want compensation or whatever it is. So actually, inclusiveness, as they see it, is really going against unity. If you're in America, you're an American. Blend into the concepts, the work ethic of being an American. Or if you're in Paris, France, they just got invaded now down at their center with all sorts of migrants, and they're setting up their little tents, and they demand they get housing as a priority over the citizens of Paris. They demand to be taken care of. Does that sound like inclusiveness? So we got sold a bill of goods by these equity people that many of these big companies have put in place, and well, we have to be fair and honorable and all this. Fair and honorable means the one who has the most skills and best qualified should be running these positions. How about your airline pilot? How would you like to be on an airplane where the least experienced, the worst candidate, it was put into that position? There's a nice, comfortable feeling, isn't it? So how will they react in the situation where they need extra skills? So the reason we got to this place in the world was due to one thing. Darkness has pervaded the minds, the brains of a segment of society. And their strategy, just like any war strategy, divide and conquer. Their idea is to control everything, the darkness. Not darkness, our energies, entities, essences. You don't see them. They're from another dimension. But they have been dominating this planet for 13,000 years. And they got away with it because nobody could see them, find them, or knew what to do about them. And as I was able to find them for the first time about 7-plus years ago, and Lois followed, and not only find them, but knew how to remove them. Now, there were, well, we started to learn new numbers. Centillion, a one with 600 zeros after it, was no longer a big number. We've seen that times itself 10 times. So we have done a huge step forward in removing them, and we're at the last of the last. And they don't like it. They're fighting back, and they're doing everything they can to stay in control. They can control a person's mind, let's say a liberal mind, by blocking their access to their logical brain, their left brain. So all they can do is react emotionally. They can't have balanced or critical thinking. So we're seeing that in a lot of places, aren't we? Especially during the election time, we've seen the crazy happen. We saw also the mostly peaceful demonstrations. Remember those? They only burned a few buildings down and created billions of dollars of damage, but it was mostly peaceful. And the mayors of those cities or the governors did nothing because they too were influenced by that same darkness saying, let it be. The goal of the darkness is to destroy. And their second goal is to generate fear. Creator is about creation and love, and the opposite would be destruction and fear. The exact opposite. Now, this experiment started as a kind of an oops back a long time ago, and it was allowed to continue to say, well, let's learn from something that is different from anything we have seen before. But as it grew, it got out of hand, didn't it? The rules were set up, but they don't follow rules. They make their own rules, and they deviate from the game that was created and have dominated and done horrible things. But since they can't do it directly, they have to work through people, through humans, to do their dirty work for them. So they invade them in large numbers, and those who have gone through a crisis are most prone to, it's like an opening. You know, your defenses are down when you're in a car accident or any emotional trauma, a fall, a stumble, a divorce, whatever it be. Those are huge events in people's lives, and that's a great opening. Darkness enters, and then they take over. Now, it seems like it's you making these decisions. No, I hate this person. I hate that. And all these feelings, they seem very real to you, but they're induced by the darkness within. Without darkness, everyone on the earth is a beautiful, loving being. There are no bad people. There are many people, all of us, to some degree, some heavily, are infused with lots and lots of darkness. Not to say you're impotent, you can't do anything about it. You can. We've, for 7 years, been doing it, actually longer, with QE, doing things to resolve these issues. In particular, in recent times, we've been knocking out huge chunks of darkness. And they've diversified. They've found ways to hide, the ways to be invisible, and so forth, and we've had to find ways to find them. And we do. But then there's little subgroups out there that are independent, and you know, that's kind of where we are now. So as the effects of darkness are being purged from everyone, because most of the things we remove these days affects most or all of humanity. So you're becoming a new person, more like your original person was before you were invaded. And it was not just one time. It was since you were 2 years old, 5 years old. There were incidents all throughout your life where you were invaded and your life changed. Then maybe your timelines changed. By that, I'm saying you're born, and then every event, every minute of that life thereafter is being recorded. And you chug along on that timeline, and 5 years old, a vicious dog bites you. That's a trauma. So suddenly your timeline shifts and you start a new timeline with that as your basis for what is life. Pain, fear. That would be what you'd get from a vicious dog bite. Or maybe it was an insult by mom or dad or something they did. Maybe dad got drunk one night and did whatever. Again, a new timeline could be formed. So many of us have had multiple timelines. And then again, another event could happen at age 10. Oh, now here's the basis of life. Another negative basis. So we are easy to manipulate when we are in fear mode or base our life on a fear or negative platform. Because we want to be safe. We want to feel good again. And if a politician who is influenced by darkness presents a program, a product, or whatever, we jump at it. Whatever makes me feel better, I want to get out of these fearful feelings. And so we've been easily manipulated by the dark directly and indirectly through others. And we can fault the others, and we have. But really, it's just simply darkness working through them. We all had villains in our lives, people who made our lives miserable. Maybe a company, a country, or a political or taxing authority, or a job, a boss. Maybe a wife or husband that ultimately were divorced, where they were infused by darkness and it created stress and trauma, and so that ended. Or maybe you ended it, whichever the case. Every bad thing that has ever happened on the planet, small or large or anywhere in between, is the effects of darkness, directly or indirectly. So we're in a kind of a healing time right now as a society, and it's confusing. You folks are blessed with some truthful information that we've been providing for many years. And as we learn more, we share more. The average person is locked onto their 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news, and they think that is the real world. The media are heavily controlled by darkness, and they'll tell half a story or reverse the whole story. And so they are kept in their modality still of fear, looking for an answer. And what is the main theme of most of the news over the last decades, many decades, is fear. Oh, this is happening. Look, a fire over here, down here, this government here. We've got a war going on over here. And on it goes. Sensationalism. When we turn off that TV and find some real truth, we start a healing. But it's addictive to people. It's like they need my dose of fear every day. Tell me now what's going wrong in the world. And we have folks who are literally addicted to the boob tube. Now, I haven't listened to a newscast in years on TV. I get my news from the internet, and some of that is nonsense as well. So Lois and I have been both gifted with the ability to discern what is true and what is not. And so we present on Earth News, of course, what is true, or at least highly accurate, sometimes there's elements that aren't quite true, but nonetheless. For example, how many of you have seen Joe Biden on the news lately? Okay, talking to a reporter or whatever it may be. And you'll find out, or have found out, from our sharing that Joe Biden is long gone. He was arrested back January 6th, right after that, with the rest of the clowns in D.C., and found guilty, imprisoned. And then a few weeks later, Crater extracted all of these, not just them, but 70 million, who have been totally consumed by darkness, and there was no way for them to come back to light. So they were simply a problem for our awakening. So they were extracted, gone. So how do you tell the world that this happened? You say was COVID got them all? Another fake. There is no COVID virus. There are no viruses in the air anywhere. It's all nonsense to generate fear. People are getting sick because they got the jab. And even that, we had a blessing from Creator to neutralize, make harmless the vast, vast majority of these as they were discovered. So, as we view the world, what lens are you looking through? The one created by the darkness or the one created by truth? Now, there's many technologies on the computer screen or on the TV screen. There is dynamic animation is a popular one to create an image of a person, and they talk and look just like that person, even though they're not even alive today, such as Biden or Harris or any of these. But then there was a hologram. You might recall there was a hologram of Biden out in the courtyard in front of the White House, and he walked up to the crowd with all their microphones and reached out his hand, and his hand went right through the microphone. That was a hologram. If you go to try to touch it, your hand would go right through it. And we saw that demonstrated by Microsoft on a video as well. They created their own hologram and of an image of this lady and talking in another language. But again, put your hand in it, and it would be nothing there. Advancing a little forward, we have cloning, which has been going on. Hillary had a couple of clones. In other words, she died, and they cloned her and came back to life and a second time. Even Reagan, when he had been shot, he was killed. He died. And they cloned him in the lab and took a bit, and they got him back looking like a real person again. The clones then can be more easily controlled, and it was better if they felt to have Reagan appear as alive and controllable than dead. But now we've advanced even further. They can take a hologram or holographic-like image and make it solid, as if it's a real person, and in all respects it would appear to be. I don't have the particular name, what they call this new technology, but we see it now for Biden in particular. They have done that with him. So he could go out and shake a couple hands or whatever, and he would have a real handshake, or it would appear so. They'll also make sure he looks like a clown at times and stumble and fall. We've seen that. So why are they playing this game instead of just saying, hey, he's dead, he's gone? Well, then who would be your president? Harris? Well, she's gone too. And that early on, who would be next in line would be Pelosi. Well, that'd be a horrible thing. Okay, very dark. And now today she's gone as well. So by the time we got down to somebody who was in the light or of the light, it'd be pretty deep. So they decided instead, let's just keep the cover going. And this is both the good size, the good guys and the bad guys, finding this is more effective. But that's true for world leaders as well. Like Newsom is gone. We see, you know, articles or things about him, and he appears to be alive and well, but no, he's gone. And many of the world leaders. Of course, the Queen was gone long before it was announced, many months before she had been extracted, along with the 70 million. So they finally decided let's bring it forward as if she had died of natural causes. And on it goes. So there are many, all the key world, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all these folks, the Federal Reserve people, there's a lot of bad boys and girls, and more of them actually behind the scenes you never heard of, have been extracted. And it seemed like a good plan. But now we've got the cover-up going on between both sides. Light and dark have their advantages to pretend somebody is still alive. But in this country, who's really running this country and who has been in control since the Civil War? Has it been the politicians? No, it's been the military. We never came out of martial law. During the Civil War, Lincoln said, or declared martial law. And then he was shot dead before it could be undone. So we continue and have continued all these years in a pretend modality. Of course, then we went to corporations and all these different things we've shared over the years. And even you are a corporation. And that's how they base the whole financial system on you being dead. And a fiction of you is what remains, and you got, anyway, the basis of these is what supported the fake financial system. So it's all integrated, and to unravel all of this at once would be pretty shocking. What would people do? How would they react to learn they've been duped all their lives in so many ways? Politically, financially, the IRS was never legally ratified, yet we have found they have raised hell on this planet. The CRA, same thing in Canada. So how do you solve this problem? Well, we noticed in recent days we've seen military activity beyond what you would normally find for, let's say, the summer National Guard. I have their couple weeks of outings. And you see some vehicles on the road, military type, and but they're all rubber-tired vehicles. Never saw tanks. Now we see them literally on the streets. What's going on here? In various states, a lot of them. And aircraft that we've not seen before flying very low. So there's a hint here that they're telling us. And recall again, military are in control. And who's the head of the military would be your commander-in-chief. Not Biden, but Trump. He held two titles when he was president, the corporate and the sovereign. When he left the office, and they actually dissolved the corporate anyway, he still retains his sovereign title. So he's well aware of what is going on, and it is for a good outcome. Now, what the action will be, some think it's Nasara announced or Gesara, or it'll be maybe a piece of this, a piece of that, to start the ball rolling, to get people awake. And what we have seen in past years is when the liberal mind or the left mind is triggered, which doesn't take much, they do crazy things, have riots, burn things, destroy things. So the military perhaps is there to prevent that. In other words, when an announcement comes, they'll be in position to keep order. So that's a possibility. So we'll see how this unfolds. But you folks, many of you have been with the club for many years and are used to truth and used to understanding what's really going on. It was hard to share, wasn't it, to your friends, family? They weren't there. They weren't ready yet. Some later came on. Maybe you got a little more interest in this or that, and that's fine. So by and large, the great majority of our country and world is being duped by the dark through the various leaders that have been consumed by darkness. So how do you unravel this? How do you, some of you have been with our club now, when we're going on our 18th year here this fall, from the early going, or maybe recent years, and so the truth is not so shocking to you. You got a piece at a time. But when you find out the entire system is fraud, well, how would you gulp that down in one announcement? It'd be pretty hard. And it would raise, perhaps, rebellion in a lot of folks, being upset, angered. And in the background, of course, we have this diversity, you know, and BLM and all these other types of things going on that people can't figure out what gender they are. So they make up one, living an illusion. Bud Light found that out the hard way, didn't they? 22 years of being number one beer seller by far in America. And in one day, or 1 week, we'll say, it collapsed, and it's still collapsing. They've tried different things. They're giving away the beer virtually free with a coupon, throwing money now at their distributors to keep them alive because sales are down 30% or thereabouts. And it's still going down. So they haven't learned yet. They still are holding on to that, well, we need diversity. We have a diversity manager, or, you know, a lot of companies do now, that intentionally and are driven by darkness to separate, to pull out this group or pull out that group and make them special. We're all special. But when you pull us apart and show one group and this group, that's called segregation. Yeah, remember that segregation from the 60s, and that came to an end, didn't it? Well, now, you know, blame whitey, or whatever the current phrase is, for everything. Whiteness is the problem. Oh, yeah, you're white, you're the problem. Again, darkness at work. So you pull out the misfits and give them pride, right, and put them on an altar, and then the folks who are the building blocks of our society, you condemn them, the exact opposite of what is the reality is. Now, Italy, the Giorgia, the lady who's now the prime minister, said, no, we're not going to announce Pride Month, we're going to have Family Pride Month. Family Pride, where the family is the cornerstone of our society. And she clearly said, I'm a woman and a mother, and family is vital. So she gets it, and that's a good start. And we see other countries, Poland and Sweden, are saying, no more immigration. This is nonsense, forcing it on us. So the revolt is underway. They're saying no more of this massive migration. What comes from it? It destroys a culture. Destroys a country. Because the people don't assimilate for the fact to try to learn and fit into their culture, they demand privileges. Like in Paris, they said, "Hey, give us money, give us priority, or we'll create a ruckus." We see it in most every country. Third world countries leaving to go to better territories. We see our southern border. We got a wall there, but you got to close the gates. And they've been seeping in. We've seen it. Other countries have seen it. And it doesn't mean these people are coming are bad. They're simply influenced by darkness themselves. And these aren't poor women and children who are being threatened in their own countries. These are men in their 20s in most cases, almost 90, high 90 percentile. And they're aggressive. And they want a free deal. Who wouldn't? But they don't have the ethics, do they? They don't have the moral compass. They don't have the heart centering. That's what darkness will do. It'll close off the heart. And now you get the ego in charge, and that's trouble. And you could imprison them. Or you can put them up in five-star hotels. Guess which one is more likely to happen? Or four-star, whatever. Yeah, the latter. And feeding them, taking care of them at great cost, not just here, but in many countries, because it's not politically correct to chase them out or deport them. Or imprison them. And what do? They rape, they pillage, they steal. Very few are honorable and have a work ethic. They didn't come here to work. They came here to, again, the dark influence, to do harm. And that's the dark soldiers. How do you take down a country? Well, militarily, the U.S. is very strong, isn't it? And other countries are as well, so you wouldn't dare attack them with military might. So we'll send in unarmed soldiers. Now, you wouldn't shoot them, would you? You wouldn't harm them. They're just innocent beings. Welcome. But they're like a Trojan horse. They bring trouble when they get inside, and then they do their harm. Now, you can get aggressive and deport, put a bounty on them. Fine. Somebody identifies them, pay them. Now we deport them. But if you don't close the gates, they'll just come right back. Maybe we need to shoot them, right? Rubber bullets. I'm sure that has been on the forefront of someone's minds, and that'll give them a good deterrent. But again, you haven't solved the problem. You've mitigated a situation. So the only way this will resolve worldwide is to remove the influence in everyone that's dark. I mean, the dark influence. Remove the dark influence in everyone. And then we come back to normalcy and integrity and honor. And respect. Darkness shuts that off in people. They don't have their heart access. They don't have logical thinking. So we heard about COVID and the imaginary COVID, right, that didn't exist, floating through the air and attacking people as they proclaimed. No, what was actually infused in people was the invisible darkness. I mean, there's no weapon against it in the typical arsenal that we have. Can't give anybody a a vaccination for these. In fact, vaccinations are a fraud in itself. They just do harm is all they do. We have a solid immune system. If we just leave our babies and mothers doing their nursing, they would get their immune system. It takes about 2 years for it to fully develop. But during those 2 years, the mother's milk is their immune system. Then you have healthy beings. They're stabbing kids right out of the womb. Again, darkness creating a whole generation of ill people needing more pharmaceutical drugs. Drugs, by definition, are a poison. That's why they're regulated. You take enough drugs in your life and your cells get confused and then they start replicating erratically. We call it cancer. So the drugs are a main contributor or a result of these prescription drugs. So how do they cure cancer? More drugs. They don't cure it. They kill part of your body. Or let's give you radiation and kill your immune system. There, that's a good thing. So the methods that obviously the dark is heavily controlling the medical industry. Nutrition, forget that. Natural healing, forget that. So surgery rips apart. It's, oh, you don't need that organ anymore. We'll throw that away. And we'll put you on this drug, something artificial. Makes them a lot of money. But it's harming all and everyone. So, again, the only answer out of this mess is removing the remaining darkness, which we're doing on a daily basis, hourly basis. And so Trump and company and others are trying to, I believe, come forward with some types of limited announcements. Maybe it'll come from the military or maybe from Trump, perhaps. But they'd have to acknowledge then that he's still our sovereign president, and that will upset some folks. So it's a pretty challenging time when you try to erase the effects of darkness that have been there for 15,000 years, and the mindset we've all had in this one lifetime of what's true and what's not, or who do I trust. So the ultimate answer, the only answer, is really ending darkness, and we are diligent in working with Creator on a daily basis, hourly basis, to do just that. To fix it any other way, yes, there are stop gaps, and yes, common sense is stop immigration, for one, stop the jabbing of people, for two. Stop your GMO nonsense. Quit polluting our waters with your runoff. Get rid of fluoride in our drinking water, which calcifies your pineal. That's your third eye and your intuition. But the influence of darkness has been preventing all these things from happening. Well, let's go to war and bomb people. No? How about we just bring peace instead? Notice that Trump was the only president in a very long lineage that did not start a war. He took care of ISIS, ended it, in other words, by what? Giving the military abilities to do what they do well. With Obama, oh, you can't do anything until you get the clearance from Obama. By the time he notifies the ISIS people to move, okay, now you can go in, and there's no one there. So he was a traitor. again, by influenced heavily by darkness. He's the one who stopped our progress that we were making toward our ARs. Notified the SEC and they did the number on us. But that pathway was going to be futile anyway because the SEC or the Federal Reserve has been taken over by the Treasury, and so therefore the ones who would have been paying that debt would be the owners of the Fed, and those monies have been all confiscated already. So Creator, in Creator's benevolent being, said, let's, and we were provided, of course, the six steps that are, we call the elite program. There's the internal cleansing, and as a result, on the backside of all of that, you'll be rewarded through Creator's program on the new quantum system. Financially, you can even vote through that quantum system without cheating by anyone. It keeps the bank's fingers out of your business. You control it, not the bank. So there's a lot of wonderful things being put into place, or are in place, and are to be announced piece by piece, I imagine. So there is, good news. All good news. And you will find you need more rest as you're processing all the gunk. Some of it's personal, that you've acquired from a trauma of one sort or another. Some of it is a blanket that includes everyone, or large segments that were put in place, layers and layers and layers of these that affect everyone, keep you controlled from opening up your heart, your mind, your intuition. And we've also, from those layers and layers, been separated from Creator, the true Creator. And that was right from the beginning. So all we could do is imagine what a Creator would be. We call this individual God, or by similar names around the planet. But that God is just a fiction, a morphic field. We had to believe there was some wonderful being that created all this, and so we created an image, but that image differs from society to society, and even people in the same community all have a different view of God. Well, he's allowing all this crazy to happen. He must be a manipulative God, or an angry God, or a judgmental God. And others feel he's a loving God, but then how do you explain the darkness? And that gets kind of confusing to people. Now, you and I know that it's a duality, an experiment never done before. So darkness is our teacher. Yeah, you maybe have never thought of it that way, but that was the reason the game was allowed to continue. We can learn from the dark because they will stimulate things that and to create challenges for us that we would never have had, so that we could learn and grow and overcome these challenges. We could never have done that in a pure light paradigm. So we've been busy cursing the dark, but it's really also a teacher that has gone overboard, absolutely, and needs to be eradicated. We've had plenty of time to learn from the darkness. Now it's time for them to leave. And that's been underway, I say, 7+ years. Back 2,000-3,000 years ago, we had folks like Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Moses. We were all three-dimensional at that time, and they came in as fourth-dimensional beings, as teachers themselves, to teach us how to function in a positive way within this duality. Each have their own method, their own lessons. The thought was, well, if we bring in enough light, or have people always seeking the light and truth, the light would overcome the darkness, and that would heal the problem. Well, here we are 2,000-3,000 years later, and problems are obviously not being resolved. So the second wave, it was, let's eliminate the darkness. Well, first you have to identify it exists, and tools to do that, and Lois and I have been blessed with that ability, and then being able to take those to Creator for resolution. So that's the road we've been on, and it's not been easy for you or for us. Because when they're challenged, they're going to fight back. And they have. And we've been up to the challenge, and we have taken our licks, but we've also ultimately have victory over every obstacle that we have encountered. And you are doing the same. You are overcoming obstacles on a daily basis or being challenged by them. And that's what the Elite Program was for, so we could help you once you've gone through the basic cleanup, removed your ego and cleaned up your presence. That doesn't mean new stuff won't attack you, and when it does, we will help you with that and have been doing that for quite a while. So as I see it, that's the only way out of this would be to resolve and dissolve darkness. In the meantime, keep yourself cleaned up. You know, if you are an elite member, wonderful. If you're not, why not? What happens, we've had 199 prior paradigms prior to this one. This was the 200th. It was kind of that it began on and was allowed to progress to see what we could learn from darkness, and now we're finding it's time not just to learn, but to end darkness. So what's next? What's our next paradigm, 201st? Well, there's actually several versions of that ready. And the reason there are several is because as we were learning, removing chunks and chunks of darkness, we thought, well, okay, then with that knowledge, this would be the best solution. But then we learned more things came up. Okay, and another addition. So these are, it's very volatile, but there is a plan, and Creator is in control of it. But to stop the ascension or the transition to that new world, the dark had also laid a lot of booby traps and layers of obstacles, which we find and consistently every day remove those as well, so that we are in a position to transition to our new world. The new world has no darkness whatsoever. We will not be taking these bodies because these are downgraded versions of our natural state, which is a light being. We get tricked, some of us, into a trick by the dark saying we've got an upgrade for you, and it was a downgrade from a light body to a carbon-based three-dimensional being, which they could then control quite readily. As a light being, they couldn't control you. So they were able to con a large number to come into the Earth's surface, whereas the rest see that saw the con and made home in inner Earth, as the Agarthans stayed in their five-dimensional light being status. You might recall Admiral Byrd going through the North Pole. There's an opening there, and he visited the... They saw that he was honorable and of light, so they allowed him to come in, and he saw what it's like to live in a wonderful place of peace, perpetual peace. When he came back, most didn't believe his stories. It sounded like a fiction. But we've seen from an air or a satellite, a Russian satellite actually, flying near the in space over the North Pole, you could see light emanating out of it, and you could hear sounds. And that light bouncing off the atmosphere created the what we see as the Northern Lights. So, we will be visiting, or not visiting, but be ascending to a new Earth, which will have similarities to this, but without any darkness. And all the things dark has created, like your locusts, your mosquitoes, roaches, spiders, ants, and all sharks, a whole host of things. All these critters, the wasps, hornets, things that seem to have no positive function on the planet, those were created by darkness. There's a whole list of them we had shared with you in times past. And there's probably more, but we identified maybe 30, 40 of them. They will be, in fact, they're in the process of being resolved right now, being eliminated. Or your termites. You know, things that are totally harmful, those things that eat our food, like in growing in the garden or in the fields. So that's why we have to have pesticides, which is harmful then to us and other aspects of Earth. And without those bugs, you don't need pesticides, do you? Nothing's going to eat them. They will blossom just fine. And the same thing with herbicides. There are certain things that we see as poisons or things we want to eliminate, but the herbicides also are very dangerous to humanity. In fact, one we used over in Vietnam during that war in the 60s was Agent Orange. You spray it and the foliage dies quickly. They thought was, well, now we can see the enemy. They have no place to hide. But Agent Orange is very toxic. In fact, a derivative of Agent Orange we call Roundup today. Roundup is also very dangerous. But it doesn't stop there. What they use for chemotherapy is another variation of it. That's what they're pumping into your body when you have chemotherapy. It kills. But it kills good stuff and bad as well. So more toxicity in your body to eliminate the toxicity is not a good solution. Detoxing all the harmful things in your body will allow your body to return to its natural healing and healthy status. Pretty simple, really. When you start to see, you know, the big picture of how we've been duped, pretty simple what we need to do to resolve it. And the darkness and the things that they've created, manifested, come up with a fair financial system. And why do we need today representatives to represent our governments? 200 plus years ago in this country or in Canada, the only way to get our word to, let's say, is D.C., was to put a representative on a horse and send him to D.C. saying, here's what the people of wherever you are want and how they choose to vote. Of course, when you have that representative representing millions of people, they're prone to influence, aren't they? By special interests who bribe them, coerce them, manipulate them so that they vote the way special interests want them to vote. So we have corruption. But in a quantum system, your vote can be done from your own computer or your smartphone in a secure way, so you can only vote once. So our voices would be heard correctly, and the results would be immediate. We'd see the results, and again, you have to remove the dark players who could manipulate that data. So everywhere you turn, everything good can be damaged by darkness, so you still have to clean up the darkness. Even with the best systems in the world, you replace people who are corrupt with others, and the dark corrupts them. There are some who manage to stay honorable. We have a few representatives who have done that. But the vast majority have succumbed to the greed of money or influence, whatever it be. Then you got the human trafficking, which is a huge business. Hollywood's big into it, but so are politicians. You know, kids are snarfed for their adrenochrome, scare the daylights out of them and draw their adrenaline, and then inject that into yourself, and you'll get youthfulness. Pretty horrible example. Pelosi was one, and that they had things right under the White House that were providing those very things to the in crowd, right? Same as Hollywood and others. Others are used for sacrifice. In horrible ways. So all of this, again, is manipulated by darkness. Remove the darkness and people will come back and awaken. Whether it's the woke folks who are making horrible decisions, ruining their own companies, thinking segregation is the way to go, to highlight people who are mentally unstable, who don't know or can't accept their gender. We can fault them, but really they too are influenced by darkness. And to be politically correct, so, well, we have to accept them is because they think they're a girl, or and even though they're in a man's body, and we allow them to compete with women in sports and steal their thunder, that's not being politically correct. That's being stupid. Wake up. But see, the darkness doesn't let you wake up and see the common sense that you folks have. But you've acquired it by asking more questions and processing this and saying, yeah, it all makes sense when you add it all up. So the influence of darkness is incredibly pervasive, but they've had also a 13,000-year head start to install things all the way beyond what you could imagine in layers of night. If this happens, here's four more things to stop it. If this happens, here's another 100 things to stop that. So we've layer by layer had to work through those and have. Today we have more light coming from Creator coming to Earth than ever in our history because we've removed many, many layers. Now, I was fortunate to, if we'll create a portal, drill a hole essentially through the dark layers and created a connection to Creator some years ago directly. And I was given the tools, obviously, to do that. So we have a connection, finally, to the true Creator, and that really has escalated then the healing here on Earth. People say, well, what if I'm praying to my God Does God hear me? Well, God will hear you, but God is not creator. God is a morphic field, just an energy of people combined, sharing a common image, but that image is not potent. It cannot do anything. It can listen. And there's value in that. You know, pray to... It's like a setting a goal. I wish this or I want this to happen or whatever it would be. And internally, that does give you support moving forward in that direction. But that morphic field cannot open doors or remove darkness. So we've been duped in every way possible, and they did a great job. You have to commend the dark. In one way, at least, they did a heck of a good job of controlling, manipulating, sucking the life out of us, using our energies, and we become slaves to the darkness. But we also now are learning great deals from them. So the only thing you'll take from this experience is the lesson. How have you learned? Resolve your pain and agony and grow from the experience. That's why the game was allowed to continue. But like every game, there's a beginning and an end. So we're at the end. Oftentimes we're told to count our blessings. And sometimes they're kind of meager, or seem that way. But maybe we should be counting our lessons that we have learned from our experience here. A lot were invited to come to this earth experience. Most did not. Only the most brave, meaning you folks and everybody on the planet. Even though many were succumbed now by darkness, they got lost in the game, got consumed by the dark. To one degree or another, that is lifting from everyone. And as it lifts, you are the tip, if you will, of the spear of truth. Not everybody will make the ascension to the new world. Those who have found themselves and in or of the light status and have found their hearts and are functioning from their hearts will make the journey. Others will not, and then this eventually will be extinguished. So they will be no more, this earth will be no more, the darkness will be no more, and all will be moving who have found their path to the new world, and they will have no memory ever of darkness. What they will have, you will have, as you journey, will be the knowledge, the wisdom you got from the challenges you have faced and overcome. You'll be sought after as the wise ones in the new world. You won't know why, but you will know things that they do not. You'll have wisdom they do not. So you'll be able to expand and share, be a better creator of your own. Only a tiny percent of the world is aware of our club or what we have shared here tonight and over the years. But by removing the darkness that affects everyone, they all have that same ability, maybe not the depth that you have knowledge-wise, but they have the ability to find their hearts, follow the light, and make the ascension. Some were born without a spiritual heart. Creator provided a etheric heart for everyone to engage with. It's up to them, however, to engage. It cannot be done for them. They have to do that on their own. So everyone will have that opportunity, already has that opportunity. So take a few moments and reflect on your life. What you thought was or saw perhaps and were angry at, resentful for. Go back and review those now. You know, most of that pain, or perhaps all of it, has been resolved, but see it now as it was a learning step for you. Didn't seem that way when it happened, did it? You just wanted to get away from it, get away, you know, get out of the pain of it. But it was a learning step for you. What was your lesson from each of those? The greater the challenge, the greater the lesson. So you had issues with mom and dad growing up, perhaps, or a sibling. How did that affect your life? Once you released the pain, you had perhaps more empathy for others who are hurting. It steered you in a certain direction in your life many times to get on the path you're on now. So those weren't bad things as they seemed. They were simply a kick in the pants to get you moving in the direction that you had set in your mission. So we all had a mission coming here. If you didn't have a mission, you wouldn't be here. So you said, I choose to experience darkness and learn from it and grow from it, something along that line. And so life responded, gave you that smack, the kick, the boot, the hurt, the rejection, all of it. This was a tough school. I mean, this is a bitchin' school. There's no way of it. People have been tortured to death. People have been bombed and hurt in every which way you can imagine. Yet we are able to heal everything. And are healing everything. So see those as your teachers. What was the lesson from each of those that you have gained? There'll never be a game like this again. This is your one chance to learn all you can with the time that is present right now. And you might even find it appropriate to be thankful for these lessons, even though they came in a brutal, hard way, hurtful way. Be thankful that gave you the growth you came here to acquire. Your only purpose for being here is a school, would be to learn lessons. That's all you'll take with you. You won't take money, you won't take possessions. You'll take your lessons with you, your knowledge, your wisdom that you've acquired. That's the whole point of this school. reflect on your lessons, your traumas, your hurts, and see what was the value in that. How did that help me? At the time, it didn't seem like it was a good thing, but I'm a safe distance from it now, and I can see the value of that. It pushed me in this direction, moved me over here, opened my eyes to certain things. Open my heart in certain ways. And they're the good times, too. The wonderful times. Beautiful times. And you can learn from them as well. Maybe just staring at the clouds as a kid, seeing the different shapes. How innocent that was. Or having your daydreams as an adult. They were there to help us get through the tough times. So gather your lessons. As we will be transitioning from this duality to a whole new world in the not too distant future. Okay, well, let's give our thanks to Creator for the gifts we have been receiving while we've been chatting here, and to Mother Earth for all the blessings she has given us, the sustenance to live in the physical world, and the blessings and gifts that have come now from Creator. So in your own way, let's give thanks and gratitude to Mother Earth and to Creator. All right, well, let's open up our lines here. Let's check in with our guests and see how their session went tonight. And to do that, star 6 and the 1 key on the main line, star 2 for the international folks. And let's see from Lois, how was your session tonight, Lois?
Very good session. I feel very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Very peaceful.
Did any new lessons come forward that perhaps you neglected seeing early on that came forward tonight? Anything present itself?
One thing that really did come forward that at the time I didn't realize it was a lesson that I was learning. But the last job I had really did not like people over 60. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of things were not good, and because of that, I made a decision to quit. Now it. For me, it threw a lot of things into a totally new area. But in many ways, it truly was a blessing because it was an environment that was no longer healthy for me to be working in. And it allowed me to kind of reflect and take time for me. And I ended up spending more time with my parents, not knowing that, the year that followed would be the last year of my father's life. So mm-hmm. it allowed me to spend more time with him, to get stories from him of his growing up and his experiences. And it was very enjoyable, very valuable, very wonderful period of time. But had not all of that angst and tension and everything else from where I was working came forward to help me to make that decision to leave, I wouldn't have had that wonderful last year with my dad.
Okay, very nice. Yeah. We can learn from every experience if we choose, but first we have to release the pain. We can say, oh, it's over, I forgive, but your body doesn't buy that unless you have first resolved the pain, and that's what the QE was all about early on, and we evolved into different forms, and now we do it through the six steps and release that trauma that is lingering. And that's just sustained, by the way, of course, by darkness. If there was no darkness, if you had that incident and there was pain, it would resolve quite rapidly and we would heal. But the darkness during that pain invades us and sustains that pain. They love to do that. So that's how we need to remove the darkness, and then your body comes into a more peaceful place. Well, let's hear from some of our other guests here tonight. What did you gain from our adventure here? Star 6 in the 1 key puts you in the queue, and Star 2 International. What came forward for you? Maybe a new understanding, something you never thought of before, maybe a different perspective, a greater understanding what this life experience is for, all the things you had to unlearn to find truth, and then still perhaps unlearning a lot of things. We have a quiet group here tonight. Well, someone like out there that has a story they'd like to share, or maybe a question they have that kid has raised during the call tonight. We did cover a lot. So what did you understand or did you not understand? Maybe you need some clarity. And we have Daryl with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hello. I wanted to say, once again, thank you very much to you and Lois for the wonderful work that you do, and to Prime Creator and the Earth for all the wonderful gifts and the love and the help that they give us each and every day of our lives. It has been really upsetting recently, the extra sleep I need, actually having trouble getting the sleep, and just everything. I hope that this will finally be resolved, for all the darkness will be removed soon, and everyone will be all right, because I'm sure that some of the people who don't know what's going on are saying, what's going on out there?
Yeah, and we'll have to deal with it in our own way, but you're right. As darkness leaves, they sometimes go kicking and screaming, so to speak, and they take a lot of energy from us in that process as these are being purged. Some see are dormant and have been sleeping for years, centuries, well, not, excuse me, decades for us, are coming forward. So things that were buried for a later time are now being brought to the surface. So we're feeling these fatigues or lightheadedness at times. And yes, we need that extra sleep, but, you know, you'll work through it. Each will in their own way. You know, just listen to your body and give it what it needs. So thank you for sharing here tonight, and may you be blessed.
You too. Thank you.
Anyone else having some experiences they need to reflect on a bit? We have Audrey with us. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Tom. This is a great call. I just want to thank you and Lois and Creator Mother Earth for the great call tonight. Yes, I've been experiencing tiredness and weakness and just, I don't know, dizziness, all sorts of things, and I'm just wondering if this has something to do with this, and I'm sure it does, but was I able to receive all that Creator had for me tonight?
Yes, and your prior question, it was a yes as well. The fatigue, tiredness, or dizziness on occasions, I've had them myself, Lois. I mean, it's just everybody will in their own way experience this. So just listen to your body. If you need to rest, rest. And, you know, get the... And extra water is very helpful, too, so that you can flush these things out of your body, because a lot of things are being purged, and they need to release. So that is something that would be very helpful as well. And, yes, let me do something here for everyone on the call. Just as a wrap-up, give me a silent moment here. Okay, just give everyone a tune-up here so that you will get the most from the call, from Creator's gifts, and from whatever conscious lessons you've been able to gain tonight. Did you give some insights on our chat tonight?
Well, not really, but it's just brought up a lot of things over the years that I have gone through, and I'm sure that I'm learning a lot of lessons from it by now. And how can I tell if I am getting healing through in my body now? Is this being tired in that a sign of that I am getting the healing that I should?
Yeah, it's coming from your purging. When you purge all these things that, again, some are active, some are inactive, but all of these are coming forward to be processed and released, and that will take some energy out of you, for sure. I'm feeling it, Lois is, and each will in their own way, so just ride it out. And you said you did reflect on a lot of things from early in your life, so then you were reviewing. And what good came from some of those? What was something good that maybe you hadn't thought of earlier that it did lead you perhaps in a new direction, which was a favorable thing to happen? Can you think of an instance?
No, it seems like there's several. It was just very, very hard for me when I lost my daughter. But
you became stronger having gone through that.
Think I became stronger from that.
That's your lesson. Yeah.
And that's my lesson. Okay. Very good.
You've overcome a hurt, whatever, and grown from the experience.
Mm-hmm.
saw life differently, maybe more respectful of life because of that. So these are lessons we don't realize were even lessons. You know, we're just saying, feel bad about it, but how did you process it? And eventually when the pain is resolved, as we've done with many of the sessions, you come away with a respect, perhaps a higher respect for life.
Yes.
You know, there's all kinds of lessons that we are gaining and we're not even realizing we're gaining lessons, but I believe there's one there for you. And from every experience, there's a lesson. We just maybe never saw it that way, but we've overcome so much, and still here we are, and looking forward to a beautiful future. So that's an amazing thing. So those are gifts from the dark. It sounds weird, but...
but it is, okay. That's good.
They're mean, nasty teachers, but I tell you, we had to learn. It was sink or swim, right?
That's true. That is true. So, okay.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us tonight. We appreciate your visit, and may you be blessed.
And may you all be blessed.
Yeah. These dirty, rotten scoundrels we call dark, and darkness affecting other folks who messed with us, give them a good laugh. I mean, they had us going, didn't they? I mean, they sucked the juice out of us for so long, and now we can give a good laugh at them because, hey, we're here, and you're on your way out, buddy. We win. You lose. Goodbye, darkness. So send them off with a good laugh and a good chuckle and some good humor, because they their time's over. Yours is just beginning. You've weathered the storm. The fact that you're here and on this call means a huge amount, that you're seeking light, you're seeking truth, you're seeking inner peace, and the way doorway is opened for a new world. So, okay, any last comments, questions? This would be a good time, or else we're going to wrap it up. Well, let's see. We haven't heard from Mr. Easy in a while.
Of course you're right.
Well, yes, of course you're right. Absolutely. All right, let's call it a night here, guys. All right, back to you, Lois. Final wrap-up.
Make sure to drink plenty of water to help flush out what your body can now release, and do that over the next few days. And listen to your body. Get the rest and the sleep that you need.
Good advice. All right. We appreciate all of you, and we'll be... well, this is our call for the rest of the week here. We'll be back next Monday. Until then, may you all be blessed. Good night.